USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Concerns over the coronavirus spreading send stocks sharply lower. The market taking a major hit. The Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest points drop in its history. The Nasdaq down 355 points. The S&P 500 down almost 112 points. President Trump in India with an optimistic tweet about all of this. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, the president writes. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me, explanation point. In other news, a winter storm watch issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches predicted in Great Lakes, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The sector impacted the most during the massive drop on Wall Street, travel stocks. American Airlines, the worst performer on the S&P 500, down 8.5%. Delta down more than 6%. United down more than 3%. And cruise ships not doing well either. Carnival and Royal Caribbean cruises both down roughly 9%. Concerns now that European travel will be impacted by the coronavirus.
The market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at National Securities, telling Fox News,
we needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out in just in the momentum names. I mean, in the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Now, as far as the countries where the coronavirus is spreading, there's been a spike in cases reported in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the President and First Lady in India.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are continuing their two-day visit to India. Now, as far as what this visit means to the United States and the world, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News.
The U.S. has been trying to move this relationship forward since the Bush years. So why is it really gaining momentum now? Part of it's the two leaders that you saw on stage there who personally take responsibility for really energizing this relationship. But the other three reasons are China. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, China. This is so strategically important for the United States to block China's destabilizing activity, not just in the Pacific, but in the Indian Ocean, but also if the U.S. wants a big manufacturing partner, a low-cost manufacturing partner that is stable and dependable and can have supply lines and logistic lines that go into a country that we can depend on, that option is going to be India, now the fifth largest economy in the world.
I'm Tim Berg.
A religious freedom case goes before the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving religious freedom, same-sex couples, and foster parenting. The city of Philadelphia ending a long-time contract with Catholic Social Services when the group banned gay parents from being involved in the city's foster care program. The charity then sued the city on religious freedom grounds. Arguments in the case won't be heard until the court's next term, which begins in October.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.